Once again, it's time for the Housatonic Musical Theater Society to put on another production, which we've become used to and look forward to each year. This next production is Mean Girls. It's the high school edition. It'll run March 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Burgess Auditorium at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. We've got several members of the cast here and also some of the members of the creative team. And we might as well start off with the music director and producer, Thomas Krupa. Tom, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Marshall. And I do actually want to make a quick adjustment. So Christiane and I are actually co-producers.
Okay.
She has been working so tremendously hard on this, and I could not do this without her.
Okay, I understand that. Boy, do I understand that. Well, a little bit about you, Tom. Your path to liking musical production, the arts, and your when you joined on to the Housatonic Musical Theater Society.
As far as joining HMTS, I've been informally involved working with HMTS. I've been working at Housatonic for 16 years now, and I've been helping them out in a smaller capacity for a very long time, at least 10 years, in that we had Lori, Michael, and Pam, who ran HMTS previously, and I would frequently play as a member of the Pit Orchestra, all the way through Sound of Music, which was in 2020. I was a member of the Pit Orchestra, and I really enjoyed that aspect of it. At some point last year, Michael Baldwin stepped in as our producer and asked me out of nowhere, would I be willing to be the music director for Into the Woods? Since my son was old enough to handle me having late nights and things along those lines, I decided to step into it. I've always had a love of musical theater, and it's something that I greatly enjoy. And it was just a very natural transition from being the music director at the high school to jumping into music directing the HMTS theater productions.
And I've got to ask this question to both you, Thomas, and Christiane. First of all, both of you, is there much pressure on producing something like this, seeing as it's really a pretty big production that goes on once a year that involves the students? There's so many different things to get together. Christiane, why don't I put that question to you first?
I would have to say that the production element is the least familiar to me. So that's my biggest learning curve this year in that role. But directing I've done before, and I've also been an actor and a singer for many years, decades even.
Now, what about you, Thomas? You've been involved, of course, for a while, but stepping up to this position involves probably a little more mayhem.
I am thankful that it doesn't feel like a situation where we're building the airplane while it's taking off. But I will say, I think that we're very lucky in that we have previous producers that are very willing to give us advice and assist us, and enough of knowledge of the previous processes to kind of really kind of continue working with previous team members. So we were involved at the ground level last year in terms of building the musical. And so a lot of it was just transitioning into managing the financial side of things. And we're discovering all sorts of little pitfalls here and there as far as things that we didn't anticipate, buying sets or parts of the scenery, deciding how things are going to look on stage. This weekend, we ended up finishing off building some faux bathroom stalls that we're going to bring on stage, where we had to get all of the lumber last minute and make sure that it looks as realistic as possible. So there's a whole bunch of discovery. I am thankful we have a very supportive collective of parents that have been dropping everything to help make sure that things get put together. And a lot of parents that are helping us in the back end as far as making sure that ticket sales are going through and the programs being built. So I don't think we could do this without all of the help and the volunteer support.
Now I want to, I was involved in one production of The Music Man many years ago. And my best friend in that, because I was the stage manager, and who calmed me down and kept me calm through the before we started, and then when we got on stage, got me comfortable in the first two shows. And your stage manager is a sophomore, right?
Yes, I am.
And Eleanor, how do you pronounce your last name?
Wagamuth.
Okay, Eleanor. Have you done anything like this before?
I haven't. I was the assistant stage manager for two shows at the Playhouse last summer, and so this is my first time being the stage manager. So it's a big role to fill.
I didn't realize how big of a role it was, but it's also very comforting. Do you find that you do give comfort to the actors by being back there and making sure that, you know, everybody's all set to go on, come off, and things like that?
I think so, definitely. It really falls on me to make sure everyone is getting on stage when they should and just making sure everything runs smoothly. So it's a lot of work in that aspect.
All right. And when you go on in the future, would you like to be on the stage or something on the backside like now if you go on in the future and do something in future acting?
I'd probably stay behind the scenes because they're always looking for people to help out with shows like that. And I personally don't feel confident on the stage myself, so being backstage is better for me.
All right, let's go back to the co-producers once again, Thomas and Judy. In a nutshell, for people listening and don't know anything about Mean Girls, let's give us a little nutshell capsule of what it's about.
So the short of it is we have our heroine, Katie, who has spent her time living in Africa with her parents, and she has no context of what it means to be a teenager in the United States. And she moves to Chicago with her parents and has to deal with cliques and high school bullies and things that she's never experienced before. And the whole story is about Katie making new friends and dealing with bullying and
she actually goes through a spell of becoming somewhat of a bully herself, where she starts taking on some of the behaviors of the mean girls, Regina and Gretchen and Karen. It's really interesting to see how she learns, develops, and overcomes some of the challenges she faces entering into her new environment.
One thing I think about this production is the topics it deals with is universal. I mean, I graduated Housatonic in 1971. We dealt with the same problems, but I think a show like this brings out what those problems and how different they are now, as opposed to back 30, 40 years ago. Do you think this helps educate? People have fun, of course, at this, but do you think it opens your eyes to the people that come to the show?
Oh, definitely. That's our main reason for doing this, is we want people to see what's happening on stage and reflect on it and learn, and hopefully come to a point where, if you're a teenager yourself, you will have some strength and skills for how to confront bullying, peer pressure, and some of the other challenges that you face as a young person.
I think it's been very telling working with our students. I mean, we honestly, I think, have some of the most monumentally kind students in the school. And the fact that I see Christiane kind of coaching them through how to be somewhat mean in their characters, and actually reacting and saying, you know, I don't feel comfortable saying this because this is a really terrible thing to say, and her having to remind them that they're acting out as a character and that they are not legitimately saying the kinds of things that they have to say in the show. So I think it's very telling that our students have that kind of visceral reaction to that. I also love the fact that the school addresses that additional component of social media and its impact on bullying, and the good and bad of not just the negative side of social attention, but also the negative impact of positive social attention, that people get addicted to positive reinforcement. Oh, you know, I'm going to give you 100 likes for this one moment. And people get addicted to that positive attention.
All right, I want to go to some of the performers now. Let's go to Caitlin Lopes. Caitlin, you are not a newbie to the Housatonic Musical Theater. You were into the woods in that production. What did you think when you first heard this production and saw the production? What did you think about the character that you're cast in?
Well, my first reaction was like initial excitement. Mean Girls is like a totally different realm compared to Into the Woods and the character I was playing. When I was in Into the Woods, I was playing more of the bad guy, and now when playing the heroine, it's just like a different role, like pair of shoes that I'm stepping into, and that is harder to express, I guess. Because I feel like when I was the witch, I was playing like a totally different character. And now in playing Katie Heron, it's somewhat similar to myself. So it's hard to just digress between the difference of the character and myself sometimes.
All right. Now, Tess, this is another year where you're coming back. Tess Marks is joining us now. And you're back in this play as Karen in The Mean Girls. Now, your last run with the Housatonic Musical Theater Society once again was last year. Do you feel a little more confident at the beginning this year, and that was it easier to slip into the role because you had that experience last year?
Definitely. I think that last year it was daunting coming into a bigger realm of high school production, but after having last year as a practice and experience, this year is definitely a lot more comfortable, and I feel more comfortable with the people who are supporting us in that endeavor too.
All right, let's go to Margot Mitten. Margot, you're a senior and you just joined the Housatonic Music Society last year. What was the catalyst that made you join last year, and what about coming back again and joining this cast this year?
I think I just mostly joined last year because it felt safe enough after COVID. And because of COVID, I had to stop doing all my dance classes. I've been a dancer for over 10 years. And so getting into some of that kind of musical theater, just type that sort of movement and everything like that, was just something I was looking for. And that movement was just really what I needed. And then coming into my senior year, I felt a lot more comfortable than it was last year, just knowing what to do and knowing that there's a good group of people behind you supporting you.
All right, Sarah Huber. Sarah, you're going to be performing in this production as well. And I'm looking at your background here a little bit, and you've been on stage at the Sharon Playhouse, Return of the Divas. You were also at Salisbury Central, Cinderella. So this must be kind of nice for you to be returning to the stage.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to be getting back into theater, especially with all these people that are so awesome. And it's just a really nice community to be a part of.
And we're speaking to the cast members and also the co-producers of Mean Girls, which is coming to Housatonic Valley Regional High School, the high school edition with the Housatonic Musical Theater Society. I'm going to move on to Aaron Ladine. Aaron, this is a debut for you in the production, and this is also your first year in the Housatonic Musical Theater Society, right?
Yeah, this is my debut, if you will, and I decided that I might try it out this year, and I got the role, and I was pretty...
Have you had any other form of acting experience before this?
No.
You know, it's funny, when I was asked to do The Music Man, and I had no acting experience, and when I said yes, and I was blown away in the beginning about how hard it was, but at the end, I found out what a great feeling it was to be a member of a group that puts all their efforts into putting out the production. Are you finding that being in the Housatonic Musical Theater Society, being actually in this Mean Girls play, does it feel like it's a team for you? And is time going by quickly, or are you kind of anxious and waiting for that opening night?
Well, yeah, I'm really happy that we have such a supporting and like talented team of people behind this. And time kind of flew actually, because it's already 3 weeks until it starts, and that's kind of daunting. 2 weeks, actually. Oh my God.
Marshall, I apologize. I don't mean to blindside you, but we do have one additional cast member that came in. So we have Lorelei Neary, who was our Cinderella last year for Into the Woods.
Well, would say hello. Have you been a member of the Musical Theater Society before?
Last year I was in Into the Woods as Cinderella, and I've been acting for my entire life.
This is probably a little early to ask you this, but is this something you would like to pursue in college and possibly beyond that?
As my profession, I would like to be an art teacher, but I'm going to be continuing acting for probably the rest of my life, yeah.
All right. We're once again speaking about Mean Girls at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School, the Housatonic Musical Theater Society, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Burgess Auditorium. Back to the producers of this. So how's it been going? I mean, we had COVID for a couple of years, and we're back and everything's returning to normal as it can be. As producers, how do you feel at this time, just a couple of weeks before the performance actually hits the stage?
Well, I'm actually feeling really good about it. I think that we're in a good place. We still have work to do. We have some cleaning up to do, more practice with dance numbers, just making sure that everything's polished. But I feel great about it. And one of the things I'm most proud of is just how the cast is bonding and the kind of explorations we've done together. Like we've explored how to portray animals on stage, African animals and elephants and tigers and monkeys. I think the monkeys were probably the most fun. And we've done some stage fighting, some stage combat work. I'm super proud of the creativity and the passion and the motivation students have shown in the process.
And it is also worth mentioning. So I'm very pleased ultimately with the popularity and the growth of the program. So last year we had only 14 students involved in the cast of Into the Woods, as well as our pit crew. And this year we have doubled our cast. So we have 28 students involved in this, which is a huge ordeal. Christiane is absolutely masterful in terms of getting 28 teenagers all to work collectively, and to be able to move them around on such a small stage is no small feat.
All right, so I get to the business side of this now. Are tickets available at the school or online?
So our ticket sales are entirely online. The URL for that is our.show/HMTS. And that will redirect you to our website, where we have tickets and merchandise and those sorts of things available. And if anyone has any trouble, they can reach out to me at the school via my email address or by calling and asking for me directly. And I'll help them out with that. But yeah, we've gone entirely to an online platform and had a lot of success with it. Yes, so that's how you can get a hold of tickets.
All right. And once again, the dates for Mean Girls, Thursday, March 16th at 7, Friday, March 17th at 7. Saturday is a doubleheader day. That is March 18th, 2 p.m. show. And then on Saturday, March 18th at 7 p.m. For this. By the way, you can find them also on Facebook. And you're on Facebook and Instagram, right, as well?
Yes, and we've tried to keep our Instagram posts covering all of the different things that are happening as frequently as we can. I actually have to ask the teenagers for help on doing my Instagram posts properly, because I'm an old guy. So,
well, I just congratulate you both for taking over the producing job and behind the scenes job and keeping the Housatonic Musical Theater Society going. I think it's It's so terrific to have a program like this that has grown over the year and has become really a bedrock where people in the community look forward to the shows each year. And I wish both you much luck, and to all the actors that joined us today, a break a leg, and good luck in Mean Girls coming up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Perfect, guys. I will get this done, and I'll send a link, Tom, to you probably later on tonight as well when I put it up on the on-demand page.
Marshall, I very much appreciate your time. Thank you so much for making that so easy. I think my cast, we were all kind of nervous in terms of answering it, but you did a fantastic job of putting us at ease.
Well, you guys sounded great, and good luck with the show, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful afternoon. Stay warm.